To the point. I often ask my non-member friends to come to church with me. Is it okay to go to church with them if they ask me to? While you shouldn't ever skip your own church meetings to go to another church with a friend, it's okay to occasionally go with friends to see their religious services. You'll get a chance to learn about other religions and what makes ours different. Remember to be respectful of their worship services just as you hope they will be respectful of ours. Learning about your friends' religions will probably allow you to talk more openly with them about spiritual topics. Understanding what is important to them can be helpful in explaining what is important to you. They will appreciate your efforts to learn more about them and their beliefs. As you do this, be careful. Avoid doing anything that makes you feel uncomfortable or causes you to question your beliefs and standards. Before you go, pray to have the Spirit with you. Then enjoy the opportunity to expand your knowledge of different religions and, at the same time, understand more about your own. I wish I could tell the whole world about the gospel, but when I try, I feel inadequate. How can I learn to share what I believe? People share their testimonies in many different ways. Some people can easily bear their testimonies to those around them. Others can write their testimonies in a beautiful style. Others share their faith through music or art. Testimonies are also shared through example, by the way we live. By sharing your testimony, it will grow and you will gain confidence not only in yourself but also in your testimony. Pray for help and strength to better develop your ability to share what you believe with others. The Lord has promised that if you open your mouth, it will be filled. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 8. If you fear speaking in front of others, try writing your testimony and reading it to yourself out loud. This may help you feel more comfortable in sharing your testimony. Start by sharing it with family and close friends. Take small, simple steps, relying on the Lord, and over time you will feel more comfortable bearing your testimony in meetings or with anyone you meet. Don't worry what others might think of you. If they are ready, your testimony will invite the Holy Ghost to touch them. Remember that your testimony is yours, and that is special to the Lord and to you. President Thomas S. Monson said, "You possess a testimony. Share it. Never underestimate the far-reaching influence of your testimony." A Code to Live By, New Era, September 2005, page 8. In my Sunday school class, some people are irreverent. I've talked to the teacher and to my bishop. What else can I do? First, set an example for the others in your class. Show interest in what the teacher has prepared. If they see that you want to learn, they may realize that what is being taught has value. Class members will pay more attention when they are involved, so participate yourself and draw them in by asking and responding to questions that will encourage discussion and deeper thinking about the topic. Pray to have the Holy Ghost bring a calming and inspiring influence to your class so that all of you can learn from the lesson. Finally, love and forgive those who cause the distractions. Although you may dislike their behavior, they aren't likely to change if they feel you are constantly angry or that you're looking down on them. Instead, pray for them and serve them. When they see that you care about them and are enthusiastic about the lesson, your enthusiasm could spread. End of the article, to the point.